Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Archery Science Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Womanly Art of Breastfeeding, completely revised and updated 8th edition, is a practical parenting and health reference written by Diane Wiesinger, Diana West, and Teresa Pittman for La Leche League International. First published in this revised form in 2010, it is designed as a comprehensive guide for families who want clear, evidence-based breastfeeding support from pregnancy through the early stages of parenting. The book treats breastfeeding as a normal biological process rather than a niche expertise, and it combines medical information, hands-on techniques, and mother-to-mother perspective. Its purpose is not only to explain how breastfeeding works, but also to help readers solve common problems, make informed decisions, and feel less isolated while doing so. Because it is both instructional and affirming, the book has become a standard reference for new parents, helpers, and health professionals looking for a broad, accessible overview of breastfeeding in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breastfeeding as a normal family practice, not a special case. A central idea in the book is that breastfeeding should be understood as the biological norm for feeding infants. This framing matters because it shapes the rest of the advice instead of presenting breastfeeding as an optional lifestyle achievement. The book places it in the context of ordinary infant care, human development, and family support. That approach is closely associated with Diane Wiesinger's broader work on language and normalization. By treating breastfeeding as expected and ordinary, the book reduces the tendency to interpret common early struggles as failure. It also helps readers understand that many difficulties are not proof that breastfeeding is impossible, but signs that support, positioning, and time may be needed. This perspective is especially useful for families who feel pressure from conflicting advice. Rather than relying on idealized assumptions, the book grounds its approach in the idea that breastfeeding is natural, but still learned, and that learning works best when families are given accurate information and realistic expectations. Secondly, step-by-step guidance on latch, positioning, and early feeding technique. One of the book's most practical strengths is its instruction on the mechanics of breastfeeding. It covers how to begin feeding, how to position the baby, and how to achieve a more comfortable latch. These are not treated as abstract principles. They are presented as daily skills that affect pain, milk transfer, and confidence. The value of this section is that it translates a complicated early experience into manageable actions. For many readers, the first days of breastfeeding are shaped by uncertainty about whether the baby is attached well, feeding effectively, or getting enough milk. The book addresses that uncertainty by explaining what successful breastfeeding should look and feel like, then offering ways to adjust when things are not working. Its simplified approach reflects later editions' effort to update older guidance without losing clarity. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want practical correction rather than vague reassurance. It also gives partners and helpers a way to contribute meaningfully, since many early problems improve when another person knows what to observe and how to support the mother. Thirdly, clear troubleshooting for common problems such as mastitis, plugged ducts, and milk supply. The book is also notable for treating common breastfeeding complications as solvable problems rather than as reasons to stop. It gives direct attention to issues such as mastitis, plugged ducts, sore nipples, and concerns about milk production. This practical orientation is important because these are among the most frequent reasons families seek help or abandon breastfeeding too early. Instead of offering only general encouragement, the book explains how to recognize when a problem is developing and what kinds of responses are usually helpful. That makes it function almost like a field guide for real-life setbacks. Its tone is calm and corrective rather than alarmist, which helps readers avoid unnecessary panic while still taking symptoms seriously. The book also reflects the broader lactation support tradition that sees education as preventive better understanding of feeding patterns, milk removal, and body signals can reduce the chance that minor discomfort becomes a larger crisis. For readers and professionals alike, this section provides a useful bridge between theory and the urgent, practical questions that arise once feeding is underway. Fourthly, support across different family situations and feeding paths. Another major feature of the book is its flexibility. It does not assume that every family will follow one idealized breastfeeding story. Instead, it addresses a range of situations, including supplementing, expressing milk, relactation, adoptive nursing, and other circumstances that require adaptation. This broader scope is one reason the book remains relevant to a wide audience. Families do not all begin from the same point, and some face medical complications, work demands, surgical history, or incomplete early starts. The book's inclusiveness is valuable because it recognizes that breastfeeding support should fit the family's actual situation, not a perfect model. It also reflects La Leche League International's long tradition of parent-to-parent education. where shared experience matters as much as formal instruction. In practice, this means the book helps readers think in terms of possibilities rather than all-or-nothing outcomes. That is especially important for people who may need partial breastfeeding or unconventional feeding arrangements. By treating different paths as legitimate, the book broadens what success can look like without losing its commitment to breastfeeding as the preferred norm. Lastly, an inclusive, evidence-based resource for parents, helpers, and professionals. The book stands out not only for what it covers, but for how it presents the material. Its revised edition uses a warmer, more contemporary tone than older breastfeeding manuals, while still remaining grounded in lactation science and practical experience. That combination makes it accessible to readers with different backgrounds, including new parents, grandparents, partners, and healthcare workers. The writing style is intentionally educational without becoming clinical in the negative sense. It aims to explain why certain practices matter, not just tell readers what to do. This is important in a field where people often receive contradictory advice from family, institutions, and online sources. A trusted guide needs both authority and readability, and this book offers both by drawing on the La Leche League tradition while updating the content for modern families. It is also notable for its emphasis on support networks and informed companionship, which means the book does not present breastfeeding as a solitary burden. Instead, it positions knowledge, encouragement, and shared experience as essential tools. That makes it useful as both a reference and a reassurance-based guide. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new mothers, partners, family helpers, lactation supporters, and health professionals who want a broad, dependable, and practical guide to breastfeeding. Readers who value a book that combines instruction with reassurance will find it especially useful. Its main benefit is that it does not treat breastfeeding as either effortless or mysterious. Instead, it explains the process in a way that helps readers understand normal challenges, correct common mistakes, and make informed choices in real time. Compared with many parenting books, it is more comprehensive and more specifically focused on breastfeeding as a lived practice rather than a theory. Compared with more clinical references, it is warmer, more accessible, and more oriented toward everyday problem solving. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of normalized language, evidence-based advice, and a strong mother-to-mother support tradition. It remains valuable because it addresses both the technical and emotional sides of breastfeeding without overcomplicating either one. For anyone looking for a trusted foundational guide rather than a brief overview, it offers depth, clarity, and practical usefulness. If you'd like to support Diane Weisinger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.